Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
And also his co-star in the movie Dumbo is Colin Farrell. We know mostly from dramatic roles. I guess, in this one, in Dumbo, it's a, semi-dramatic role with him, although lots of animation. His first time working with director Tim Burton. When we talked a few weeks ago, it was just before St. Patrick's Day, and he talked a little St. Patrick's Day and knew a little about what we do here in Chicago for the occasion.
It's almost St. Patrick's Day in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It gets a bit green, doesn't it?
We're getting a little green.
The river gets a bit murky.
The river gets murky. What does that mean to you? I mean, St. Patrick's Day in Ireland is different than it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a more, for me personally, it's just a more overt nod of the head to where I'm from. And I'll probably end up just thinking a little bit about my hometown, my home country, a little bit more than I usually would, you know, when I'm caught up in the engagements of life day today.
Yeah, when you see people wearing green and drinking green beer. And
yeah, I never heard of a green drink. I never heard of a green beer until I came to America. we don't do it at home.
Yeah, that's so it's like, do the Irish sort of laugh at our, like, how crazy we get?
Ah, no, it depends. No, I don't think we'd pay much attention, to be honest with you, but we certainly wouldn't be judging from on high. There's no doubt there's many Irish people would be in America. I don't know if they'd be drinking green beer, but they'll be caught up in the festivities.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Any excuse.
Congratulations on this.
Thanks, man.
Did you grow up with the original?
No, I didn't. I never saw the original until this film came about. Huh. I grew up on Jungle Book was a big one for me. Lady and the Tramp, 101 Dalmatians, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I hadn't seen this, but when I saw it, I was moved by it. It's beautiful, but it's very dark, the original animation, which this has elements of darkness as well in it as well. There's elements of cruelty and meanness. There's a meanness at times in this and how Dumbo's treated, of course, by the crowd or by Michael Keaton's character, V.A. Vanderveer. There's a callousness and a greed that is existent through the second half of this film that is kind of a counterpoint for Dumbo finding out who he is.
That really sort of fits with what's going on in the world right now.
Sure, yeah. There's many allegorical components to the film, absolutely. I mean, essentially at its core, the whole story, really, pardon the pun, is allowed to take flight because a child is separated from his mother against, obviously, the wishes of both, without getting too heavy, you could draw the allegorical line.
I think this was your first time working with Tim Burton,
yeah, right? Yeah, I've met him a couple
What's
of times through
like?
The years. Beautiful. He's gorgeous. Yeah. I loved working with him. He's just obviously got one of the more potent imaginations I've ever been around, and is such an extraordinary visual artist as well, but so engaged with the story. And he was very aware while doing this of it not being too saccharine, not being too sweet. I mean, at its core, it's a very sweet story, so he knew that it inherently was a very sweet story and wanted to be aware that we didn't play into that sweetness too much, but so engaged with the whole process. Yeah, so I mean, I'd watch him sometimes watching a scene behind the monitor, and he'd be cut but so involved, and it's
like
beautiful to see. I love to work with him.
Yeah, well, this was a pretty heavily effects laden film. I mean, obviously Dumbo, but all the other elephants, everything I guess was CG in this movie, as was your half arm.
Yeah,
in this losing that. What's that like for you to do?
It was fine. You know, the film, again, I mean, in trying to realize what the tone of the film is, you know, it's not a kitchen sink drama. So we're not going into the details of the psychological consequences of losing a limb. You know, it's not what the film is about, but it is one of the many factors that has Holt, the character I played, kind of feel separate from the experience of his life, feel like an outsider. He literally comes back from the first war, you know, not the same man physically, emotionally, mentally that he was. He's also dealing with being a widower since he was since he left, his wife has died, etc. So there's a lot of things, but the arm thing was okay.
You know, this may be the first time of the many, many times that I've talked
that we've
with
spoken,
you.
Yeah.
The first time that you weren't smoking. And we're not going to have to do one F-bomb edit.
Oh, yeah?
In this.
There you go, man.
That used to be my favorite thing when I would talk to you.
Oh, those were the days, man.
Count the F-bombs. Guess the number of F-bombs.
Too lazy now.
Too lazy.
Took too much effort.